It's like Christmas in April. The NFL schedule unveil. It happened on Thursday, and we have the Vikings' future in our hands. I'm Mike Wobb. Shall we bring in?
Well, it's like Christmas in April because of the weather outside. Driving over to Winter Park to do Vikings.com and subsequently a 7 o'clock radio thing on the flagship KFAN, KFAN.com. It literally is like when it's like April. It's like a Christmas outside right now.
Well, it's a good thing that MnDOT did not take the plows off their trucks because it allows them to plow.
I'm excited to open the gifts here at Vikings.com. They make the announcer hold off on him seeing the schedule so that they can surprise me with it and we can see where all the games fall. I could just tell you from circulating Winter Park and the Vikings Entertainment Network, it feels like 12-4. Having not seen any of the games yet.
Well,
it just feels like 12-4.
Why do you think we're going to lose four times?
You know what? With the draft we're about to have, man, that could be 13-3. So when do I get to know the
games?
Here we go.
The Vikings open in Motown. They have a cup of tea and a ball game with the Steelers in London in week four.
Hold on.
Mid-season meat grinder and an interesting opponent to close the season. Here we go. We're going to do it in quarters, all right?
All right, go.
Week one at Detroit. Week two at the Bears. So we open back-to-back road NFC North game. Week three, Cleveland at home.
Okay, that's a win.
And then week four is the Steelers game in London.
Okay, that's so really, so we really have three road trips out of the first four games, but two of them are home games. Very winnable right out of the gate. Detroit needs to figure out what it's going to do with tackles and defensive ends via the draft. Mm-hmm. Chicago in week two still probably will be adjusting to the new coach bit, trying to establish the running game and the seven-step drops. Cleveland's Cleveland. And then we play Pittsburgh in London. The Pittsburgh game's a little bit of a meat grinder, but with the MVP on our side. Am I here to make predictions or just kind of analyze the schedule?
No, we'll get to that. We're going to keep going.
Because this feels like 4-0.
Okay, so week five.
It feels like it.
Week five is the bye, everyone, after the London game. The NFL mandates that. So then we get to week six. Carolina, Cam Newton at
here?
Home.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
October 21st, which is a Monday night, at the New York Giants.
Okay.
Next week, we come home to play the border rivals. And then to close the second quarter of the season, we're at Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, that means, personally speaking, I will have seen every stadium after seeing that stadium. I'm really excited about that. Okay, Cam Newton. They don't pass the ball extremely well. We'll probably get some corners in the draft. We'll be okay there. MVP against that rush defense. Okay, at Giants, that's tough. Green Bay here. Win! And then we go to Dallas. This kind of right now feels like 7-1.
Okay, so let's go into the third quarter of the season. So we have the Dallas game on November 3rd to end the second quarter. We begin the third quarter of the season with a Thursday game. So we have two games against the NFC East in 4 days. After that, at Seattle, that's the game that everyone's going to kind of have circled on their calendars with the players that have gone back and forth there. November 17th, 3:25 p.m. on Fox at Seattle.
Okay.
We go to Green Bay following that, and then we come home the first week of, or the first day of December to host the Bears. So to recap this quarter of the schedule, home Washington.
Home Washington.
At Seattle.
Yep, at Green Bay.
At Green Bay. Home Chicago. Tough.
Woo. Well, you know what? It indeed on paper right now as we sit here on this snowy mid-April in the Twin Cities. Yes, it does look tough, but remember last year with that nice draft St. Louis had, how difficult it looked late in the season. Houston was playing for AFC immortality. We went down there and won. Green Bay with that sweet passing game. We beat that team, Ponder, three TDs, zero picks when we had to have it. This is fine. Seattle with Percy and Winfield and Averill and Michael Bennett, and they're playing fantasy football out there. We'll take our chances.
Okay. When you meld the end of the second quarter and then the third quarter together, we're going to have three primetime games
That's
in 4 weeks.
We have an MVP.
So that's tough.
Yeah, we have an MVP.
Yep.
That's fine.
All right, final quarter of the season.
Very exciting.
December 8th, we're at Baltimore. Defending Super Bowl champions on the road.
Cool stadium. You've been there?
Yep. Yes, I have.
Very cool stadium.
Yep. Chip Kelly, new head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to see those guys at Mall of America Field on December 15th.
Yep.
December 22nd, week 16 at Cincinnati. And to close the season, we have the Detroit Lions coming home. The final game at Mall, final regular season game at Mall of America Field. This is the final season at Mall of America Field. I've worn my jacket to commemorate that.
Yeah.
And we close with the Lions, the last regular season game at home.
We bookend the season with the Detroit Lions at the Motor City to start. We close against Detroit, final game in the history of Mall of America Field, like Wobby said. And I'll be very curious to see where everybody has settled in at that stage.
Right.
Because we absolutely, with a very good draft, have a chance to win the division. That's not the cheerleader winning in talk. That's legit. I mean, we were very close to winning it last year, off a 3-13 season. Draft the heck out of this thing. Greg Jennings is obviously a high-end player, and we can win the division by closing out with victories at Cincinnati and maybe at home against Detroit. I'm super excited about the schedule, and I think everybody should be super excited about the final season of Mall of America Field and get out there whenever you get the opportunity to.
You know, one home game in November, and to me that helps illustrate the point that the middle of our schedule, I think, is going to be the toughest stretch. You look at going to New York on
Monday
night.
There's not a soft spot.
Not really.
No, there's not one.
It's nice to finish the way we finish. Yeah. No disrespect to Cincinnati, a playoff team the last couple seasons. Mm-hmm. And then you get to be at home. But you're right. In today's NFL, there are no easy spots.
Wobby, you know what? It's when off the 10-6, nearly winning the division, MVP in the backfield, receiving core good, getting better, sack master at right defensive end, big-time tackler, outside linebacker. People are looking at our schedule in their VENs. Like in Cleveland, the BEN, they call it the BEN, the Browns Entertainment Network. Mm-hmm. They're looking at it saying, oh, my heavens, the Vikings in week three. That's so, you know, here comes the MVP. We got to go play them. Yep. So we are the team to be feared. We are the hunted. I ain't tripping out on the schedule.
Oh, yeah, neither am I. We have 3 primetime games and a 3:25 game, so that's 4. So we have 12 games at noon.
Yeah.
I think that the players and coaches are going to like that. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily great for fans because it's fun to see your team in prime time, but it's good for the team. A lot of games at noon.
You know what? I think we have a great home schedule. I mean, because Cleveland's a very winnable game and people like to see their team win. But to have Cam Newton here,
cool.
Then Aaron Rodgers middle of the season, that's always cool whether you hate the team or not. Unbelievable. It's the final Metrodome Mall of America Field game against the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
That in its own right sounds like a fat ticket. Then we get RG3 here.
Who should be healthy by then.
That's good. Yeah, he'll be good to go by then. And then Bears, Mike Vick and Chip Kelly.
Yep.
And we close with Detroit. So the home schedule is really, really cool.
The home schedule is cool. You got to go to Vikings.com to get tickets. We have season ticket packages starting at really low prices. I think you'll like them. Go there for that. Also, go to the website because you can catch PA at the draft party. We have 2 draft weekend events, Thursday, round 1 of the draft, and then Saturday to close the draft. Both of them at Mall of America Field on Thursday. Doors open at 5. Vikings alumni are going to be there. PA is going to be there. And the uniforms are going to be unveiled. It's going to be a fun time.